Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Welcome, friends. Tanya here. And today I want to talk about one of my favorite therapeutic tools, which also happens to be completely free. It is hugging. You know, most of us really do get a warm, fuzzy feeling that comes from giving and receiving hugs. But now there's real science to back it up. Oxytocin is a chemical in our bodies that scientists sometimes call the cuddle hormone. And this is because oxytocin levels rise in our bodies when we hug, touch, or sit close to someone else that we care about. Oxytocin is associated with happiness and less stress. So even just a 20-second hug can start to release enough oxytocin in our bodies to lower our blood pressure and also reduce our stress hormones. So this means that good long hugs, they're good for our heart, they're good for our nervous system, and our overall well-being. And so hugging and being hugged by someone we love or care for, like our significant other, maybe our children or family members, or even good friends that we love and care about, it's really good for us. And maybe this isn't such a revelation to us, especially as HSPs, because we do have that element within us where we reach out to others and we want to make those connections. But what if we don't have as many opportunities to get those therapeutic hugs, not as many opportunities as we would like? Are there some other ways that we can start to reach out and find that hugging feeling? The next most obvious way that I found is hugging our animal friends. Hugging our pets on a regular basis, it's healthy for us, and it can relieve our stress, build up our immune system, and even help us to sleep better at night. Spending time with our fur and feathered babies helps to relieve our anxieties and our depression, and it releases dopamine and serotonin. One of the best things that I love and that I have really found about being around animals really my whole life is that when I spend time with them, you really get that feeling of their complete awareness of the present moment. And that's how they live. They live in the present moment. They don't have worries about the past or the future. And so when we take the time to sit with and hug our animal friends, we're really better able to be in tune with this calming energy in this present moment that they allow us to be a part of. So what if you don't have animals in your life? Well, have you ever tried hugging a tree? Hippies of the 60s and 70s really have been vindicated as of late because science is proving that tree hugging really does make you feel better and it improves your overall health. You know, everything on our planet and in our universe is made up of energy. And trees and bioacoustics, which is the creation of sound waves made by plants, it's well documented. According to Matthew Silverstone, the author of Blinded by Science, trees affect us physiologically because everything vibrates at a certain frequency. And these frequencies and vibrations are more widely known as electromagnetic energies. So energies that combine with an electric current with a magnetic field. And so they have an effect on the subtle energies of the earth and, of course, us as humans living on the earth. The great thing about trees is that they easily transfer their good energy to humans just by us being near them. And this, of course, can become more intense with touch and hugging, and it also helps to improve many of our health concerns like mental illness, ADHD, depression, and being around trees can even help us alleviate headaches. For me, as someone who grew up in a desert environment and now living in the Pacific Northwest, I have a very deep and special affection and appreciation for every tree. I feel deeply the vibration and the grounding healing effects of the trees here. And I also feel very, very protective of each one. So if you've never hugged a tree, I highly recommend it. Just choose a tree. It can be any size. And just take your time. Give yourself 5 minutes a day or so to go out and hug your chosen tree. And you'll soon start to feel the benefits over time. Okay, so maybe you're thinking, Tanya, tree hugging is a bit too out there for me. And if you feel this way, I have one last suggestion for you to try out. Hugging yourself. So if people, animals, and trees aren't available to you, self-hugging is definitely a real thing. It might seem a little strange or awkward, but it has true benefits. It can help us to relieve pain. It can give us a sense of comfort and stability and safety. And it also helps to remind us that we are in the driver's seat. We are in control when it comes to our health and our well-being, and that we don't need to wait for someone else to step into that role to make us feel better. We are in charge, and we wield that power alone. Touch promotes relaxation and reduces stress and tension, and it's also a great way for us to increase our self-compassion and self-love as HSPs. So to try it, just fold your arms around your body in whatever way feels best for you. And take your time with it. Experiment a little. Maybe put your arms across your belly or around your chest. Maybe hugging your knees into your chest. And just squeezing with enough pressure to create the feeling and sensation that you're in need of in that moment. And just hold on to it as long as you like. Maybe even add some movement, like a gentle rocking or petting of your arms or shoulders. And you can even speak gently and lovingly to yourself with affirmations or simply say, I love you to yourself. This is something that most of us never do or never do enough. Telling ourselves that we love ourselves. This is huge for our emotional and mental health. Remember, there's no right or wrong way. Just do what feels best for you. In whatever way you choose, we can all use more hugs in our lives. So if you experiment with any of these hugs, reach out and let me know how it goes because I'd really love to hear from you. Trying anything from hugging yourself to a tree to your dog or cat to your best friend. Thanks for spending this time with me. And if you enjoy the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, please take a couple of minutes to head over and give us a quick review or even just share this episode with friends. It means a lot and it will be so appreciated. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff coming up. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.